Exclusive, Donald Trump Jr., It Took a Trump Character to Expose the Full Extent of Swamp Corruption. By Hannah Blow on July 19, 2023. It took a Trump character to expose the full extent of the swamp, Donald Trump Jr. told Breitbart News on Saturday, explaining how the recent indictments against his father, former President Donald Trump, have affected them personally. Honestly, you would think that it would be, like, so much worse. And I think that's the intention, but we've been dealing with this for 7 years. Donald Trump Jr. told Breitbart News during an exclusive interview at the Turning Point Action Conference in West Palm Beach, Florida, over the weekend. Again, Russia, 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 you know, he's an agent of the Russia. It's treason again, a crime punishable by death. Like, we've been dealing with this for a long time, he said, pointing to two impeachments as well. You actually get sort of numb to it, and I think the reaction from those people, the reaction from a corrupted DOJ, only shows the American people just how far this country has fallen, he said, asserting that it took a Trump character to challenge their authority to actually get them to fully lose their mind, exposing themselves to the American people. Trump derangement syndrome, he continued, is still alive and well and not just in federal agencies. Don Jr. mentioned that he interviewed Tim Ballard, the subject matter of the box office surprise hit Sound of Freedom, and said he used to make phone calls to the White House for stuff he believed they should look at. I said, hey, you guys should just look at this. The other was like, you should really meet this guy, Tim Ballard. So my father does, he said, explaining that his father identified child sex trafficking as a real problem. We're gonna set up a committee to look at this, we're gonna fund it with X dollars. The left, we are not gonna do that. This is crazy. Like, you know, I know they've lost their minds, but like, are we really at a point where like, because Trump wants to do something about child sex trafficking and stop it, they're going to do the opposite? He asked, concluding that it seems to be the case. Given their fight to encourage and allow children to go transgender with puberty blockers and by other invasive means, they want to take children away from parents who don't want to let their children, at the age of 3, make a life-altering decision to transition to another sex. Like, this is some insane stuff. So I think Trump's the only guy, and I'll talk about that in my speech, but I think Trump's the only guy who is really going to do it. Don Jr. continued, also pointing to the uniqueness of his father and that many of the recent Supreme Court victories can be traced back to his nominees. While he said some say, every Republican would have really appointed a conservative, Don Jr. asked, how many Republicans would have stuck by Justice Brett Kavanaugh? Zero, exactly zero. You had George W. Bush, those guys, Reagan appointed Senator Day O'Connor, liberals, these are scary things. So not everyone would have done that, and zero would have stuck by it and had the conviction to do so, he said. And we've seen the results of that with affirmative action with the censorship of government. Well, you know, it goes to student debt stuff. They're going to try to reverse that now, he said, concluding that former President Trump is the only guy who can effectively stand up to that corruption. Watch the full interview below.